Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Let's do it. It's the final match of the Sabetha Triangular here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM, also on the Sabetha Channel. Our broadcast on the Sabetha Channel brought to you by Drapery Decor Interiors in Sabetha, C&K Service, Extrutech, Taylor Insurance Service, AHRS Construction, Garrett Country Mart, Berwick Coop Oil Company, Moreland James Bank, Rainbow Communications, and also by KSI. I am Brandon Tatman, joined by Johnny Kane. Great job on the first two matches. And we got the one that we wanted to see. When you look at the first two, Riverside drops both to Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. Now we get Perry LeCompton and Sabetha to decide who's going to win this triangular here tonight.
Yeah, and you look at both of these two teams. I mean, Sabetha, they've already played five matches this year. They're 2-3 after the win over Riverside earlier tonight. Perry LeCompton just played their first match of the season, and they get the victory in two sets, really in dominating fashion over Riverside. That sets up what should be a really fun and competitive third match here tonight in this big seven-league triangular.
Yep, Sabetha over Riverside in the first matchup in two sets, 25-16 and 25-20, and then it was all Perry LeCompton over Riverside in match number two, 25-13. And 25-12. So we get Sabetha and Perry LeCompton here for the final match. First two were sweeps. We'll see if that holds true as both teams right through the net get their greetings in as we get set for this one here tonight. Final one as these two teams looked impressive in their match victories over Riverside earlier here tonight. Of course, thank you for joining us, whether you're on the Sabetha Channel or tuning in on 103.9 FM, KNZA. We are glad to be a part of your Tuesday night. It's week one of the high school sports seasons. Of course, Johnny mentioned earlier, week one of the high school football season is here as well. Plenty of games in the area on Friday nights. Volleyball now in full swing. You got girls golf, tennis, cross country. So it's a good time after a COVID-ridden 2020. Kind of back to a full swing, hopefully, here in 2021, and it's been fun getting you going here tonight here at the Sabetha Triangular. So we're getting set. It will be Perry LeCompton on the far side of the net, rocking the blue uniforms, white numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. Sabetha rocking the gray uniforms. They got the navy numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in white. So the deciding one to see who wins the triangular here tonight at Sabetha. Both teams with victories in their pocket over Riverside, and we are underway. And just like that, it's going to be a point for Sabetha.
It looked like that Taylor Damey on the far side that was serving for Perry LeCompton got a little bit too close to the line and went over for a point for Sabetha.
Damey was so good in the matchup against Riverside, as Perry LeCompton can't get that one over. It's going to be a 2-0 Sabetha lead. As just a mishit there by Caitlin Hurd, the senior.
Hurd was so good against Riverside, seeing her first opportunity here against the Lady Jays.
Good serve sent over. Perry LeCompton playing it back here to the near side. That's a good dig there by Edelman. Kind of an awkward throw over. Perry LeCompton with the dig. And then a nice touch right there. Again, that was Hurd to get the first point for Perry LeCompton. 2-1 our score here in match number one. To the far side, this is going to be Allison Baker to serve. Here to the near side, line drive. It's dug out by Edelman. Spike attempt is blocked at the net, and it rattles away. And Sabetha now with a 3-1 advantage. Sabetha having a chance to play the first match and then sit and then come back well rested. Perry LeCompton is going back to back here to close out the evening. Here's Scobie with the serve. LeCompton with the set. Hits the net, drops, and Sabetha now with a 4-1 lead.
This is something that Perry LeCompton didn't do against Riverside. They didn't make the mistake. They took advantage of the cyclone mistake so far early on in this first set. It's been the cause who are making all the mistakes.
Once again, Scobie with the serve, winds up short, and a much-needed point there for Perry LeCompton. Gets back to within two at 4-2. So we've seen 2 points for Sabetha, followed by a LeCompton point, and two more points for Sabetha, and now just the second point for Perry LeCompton. Here to the near side, it's Metcalf on the serve, high in the air. This is going to be Edelman to send it back over. Perry LeCompton, an opportunity. What a spike, but dug out nicely there by Edelman. Lofting cross-court front left to far right, and then there's a touch over the net, and it's going to fall, and beautifully done. And the Cause back to within one. It's 4-3.
Talked about it in that match against Riverside. Caitlin Hearn does a really good job of changing up what she does to go to a power kill attempt, and sometimes she'll just like that, just tap it across.
Metcalf with the serve. Here's Sabetha. Blocked at the net. Beautifully done. A nice double team there. Part of that was Hurd and Keller. And we're tied at four. Three straight points from Perry LeCompton. Metcalf once again on the serve. Left side in the air. Sabetha gets it over. Metcalf once again with a nice save. Correction, that was Damey. And then launched and just in front of the back line is good. And four straight points now for Perry LeCompton to take a 5-4 lead.
I think what's so impressive about Perry LeCompton is they don't just have one player that they try to just feed. They have Campbell Keller, Caitlin Hurd, Taylor Damey. I mean, they have, it doesn't matter. You just never know who it's going to come from.
Metcalf with the serve. Sabetha here on the near side. They set it up, blocked at the net. It's going to be a point. Once again for Perry LeCompton. Five straight. Now they lead 6-4. So this is going to be Jessica Gruber, the junior, to serve it up. More Sabetha. Dug out there nicely by Damey. In the air, touching the net, and it's going to be a point for Sabetha to stop the run and to get back to within one. It's 6-5, Perry LeCompton. Good pace here to this opening frame between Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. Sabetha serving it over. Nice touch. And doing it nicely there was Hurd. Little touch there on the far side. Now 7-5, Perry LeCompton in front. A couple subs checking in. Looks like if they call that for Sabetha, it's showing 6-6.
Should be 7-5. I think they messed up that
7-5. Yeah, absolutely. So right now it's showing 7-6. Sabetha, interesting to see if they.
I guess we'll go to 7-6 until they say anything different. I don't think anybody else has caught that, though.
We'll go off with what they got. 7-6, Sabetha with the lead as we kind of get back here to the action. That stopped at the net. Perry LeCompton ties it up at 7.
And that's the reason why I keep kind of my own running tally, and I still have it as a should. I believe the score should be 8-7 Perry, if not 9-7.
Perry goes into the net. Sabetha regains the lead again. Yeah, a little confusing here.
Nobody's saying anything, so
we'll keep it.
We're the ones that are wrong.
We'll keep it as is. Sabetha 8-7 the advantage. They have the serve. It's Lukert, who's very good against Riverside. It stays under, and Perry can't get it back over. And right now it is 9-7 Sabetha. We go off what we've seen here to this point. They've scored three of the last four. Perry Lukert once again will serve it up, line drive over the net. Perry LeCompton trying to tie this back up, goes into the net, and Sabetha again with another point. They lead it now 10-7.
We just did not see any of these mistakes against Riverside from Perry LeCompton. We've already seen six or seven of them just in this set alone.
Third straight serve for Lukert. Here's Perry LeCompton trying to shut down the Sabetha run here. Beautiful spike, hit in the air. LeCompton keeping it alive. Well done there. By Baker to keep it alive for Perry LeCompton. Spike goes into the net by Lukert. Much needed point for the Cause. It's now 10-8. Good pace here in the opening set between Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. Far side, Perry LeCompton will serve. It's Fiesler. Line drive just grazing over the top of the net. Sabetha a chance for the kill. Kind of an awkward save there. It does get over. Nice tap there by Sabetha. Keeping it alive. Long spike there, missed down by Baker. Sabetha will take the point to lead 11-8. You're right, it was clean for Perry LeCompton for the most part in their sweep over Riverside, but some unforced errors here early on against Sabetha. Here's Edelman with the serve. Perry LeCompton. That's the Perry LeCompton we saw with Damey killing it down for the tough point. Now 11-9, Sabetha.
That's really the first time we've seen Damey get a good swing on a ball. And she connects. Tough to handle.
Damey back to serve. Perry LeCompton trails 11-9. Here in the first set. Damey with a beautiful save. Keeping it alive. Perry LeCompton keeping it over. Good rally here going by both teams. Sabetha with the two-point lead. Get it back. Spike blocked. Toss. Keep it alive. Set up there by Keller. Edelman saves it back line. Sabetha once again will try. Blocked at the net. Rattles around. Drops. And Perry LeCompton will earn the point. 11-10 our score. Sabetha by one. Now it's Perry LeCompton who has notched three of the last 4 points. Damey once again sends it over. Kind of a low save there by Lukert. Spike hit in the air, and it's a beautifully placed ball. Excitement is there for Gruber and company. And back to a two-point lead for Sabetha at 12-10. Aubrey Schmelzy is going to check back in for Sabetha. Krebs with the serve. Low dig there by Keller. Nice block at the rim, but the cost keep it alive. Damey sets it up, flips over. Sabetha keeping it alive. Set at the net, backside. Kill shot saved in the back net there by Keller. Good rally going here. 12-10, Sabetha leads. Damey saving it up high, right into the net. It goes, and Beasler just couldn't get it over. Point Sabetha, they lead 13-10.
I like the idea from Beasler there. She was right up against the net and just didn't really have a chance to set it up for her teammates, so she just tried to send it over, but just left it a little bit too short.
Damey digs out the Krebs serve. Beautifully spiked ball. Big point for the cause. Again, hammered down strong by Hurd, and it's 13-11.
How did Hurd connect on that ball? She went behind her head and somehow was able to get not only her hand on the ball, but also to have some power with it.
Serving it up is Baker, and she served it right into the net for a Sabetha point, 14-11 Sabetha. We haven't had many long rallies in this first set. There's the serve over by Scobie. Damey with the dig. Here's the setup. Her knocks it down and good. And she does it again. Big points. Back to within two, the cause are 14-12. Metcalf to serve for the cause. Line drive center. Good dig there by Edelman. Sets it up here on the right side. Damey with the dig there. What a save up into the top of the net. Perry LeCompton could not save that one. It's going to be a point for Sabetha as Metcalf couldn't keep it alive. It's now 15-12.
It's kind of interesting here. The JV gym on that far side, there's a net I believe used for baseball that hovers down much, much lower anything on this side, so a normal ball is hit up, goes right into that net, just like you see here.
Gruber with the serve, and a tap shot over there by Hurd, keeping it alive. Sabetha up with it, going left with it, and a spike block, but it falls anyways. Luker gets the point for Sabetha. Their lead is 4, 16-12. Cruising along here in the first set. It's 7 volleyball action. It's been fun so far. We're in the final match. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Sabetha, the home squad, leading over Perry LeCompton in match 1. 16-12 our score. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
going to be good. Couldn't tell if it hit the line, and a kill shot there and a point for Perry LeCompton. They are back within three. It's 16-13. And that will be Graciana Gonzalez, who is in for Perry LeCompton to serve, and then Sabetha making it difficult for the Cause to get that one back over. 17-13, Sabetha. Rotating and setting up shop here. It's going to be Meyer for the serve for Sabetha. For the right back corner, Perry LeCompton floats it over. Edelman saves it, gets it to the front of the net. Here's a kill attempt there by Luker, but it's stopped. Once again, a try, blocked again, and it's going to fall for a Perry LeCompton point. Two straight blocks, keeping it alive on the Sabetha side, and it eventually falls for a Cause point. It is now 17-14, Sabetha. It's Keller with the serve. Sabetha setting it up front left, and the kill shot there knocked in by Lukert, and she's starting to take over here late in the first match.
You just kind of see just the camaraderie of Sabetha. I've mentioned they've played five matches already here on this young season. The Perry LeCompton's just won earlier tonight.
Lukert with the serve over, 4-point lead. Perry LeCompton trying to rally. Good block at the net. It's in for Scobie. 5-7 junior knocks it home. The lead is five. And crunch time coming here for Perry LeCompton.
For the first time we've called Scobie's name here in this match. She was so good against Riverside earlier. She makes an impression there.
Now Luker to serve. For Sabetha, 19-14 their lead. Oh, and an awkward stance there by Gonzalez. Having to go down low. Can't get it up and over. And it's now 20-14 Sabetha. They've scored four of the last 5 points.
Luger with a really good serve has kind of had a side spin to it and really tough to handle.
Largest deficit for Perry LeCompton all night long. Edelman digs it, trying to keep it alive. It hits the net, and it's going to be a point for Perry LeCompton. Much needed. Now down five at 20-15. Certainly no. LeCompton has the talent to claw right back into this thing. You see Damey up front. That one is served over by Bessler. Tapped in front of the net, and it's going to be a Perry LeCompton point. They get two back quick. It's 20-16. There was a stretch early where it was 4-1 Sabetha. Perry LeCompton scored five straight after that, and it's really been Sabetha ever since as they're going to get another one. Three straight now for the Cause, and they're back within three at 20-17.
The last three have also just been errors by Sabetha, which they hadn't had so far in this match.
Bessler across. Sabetha keeping it alive, needing to get it over. Edelman does so. Good dig there by Keller. Oh, it is absolutely mashed at the net. And that's going to be a big Perry LeCompton point. Back to within two now. Four straight for the Cause. They trail 20-18.
Edelman upset with herself. She knows that ball was going to go out, but just her instinct told her to stick her hand out. Nonetheless, Bethel's still up by two, but Perry LeCompton rallying.
Looks like we're going to have a fun one here to close out this first match between these two. 20-18, Sabetha. That one knocked over there by Bolt. And then it's going to be a point for Sabetha to stop that run, and it's 21-18, Sabetha.
Yeah, I think it was Perry LeCompton went into the net. That's what warranted the point here for the Lady Jays, who are 4 points away from taking the set.
Sabetha stops the 4 points run there for Perry LeCompton. Gonzalez with the dig to the front of the net. Damey a chance for a kill. Blocked at the net. Good defense by Sabetha. Swung back here to the near side. On the Sabetha side. There's one. Twice it's hit over. Miscommunication. LeCompton keeps it. Free ball over. Keeping it alive. Kind of an awkward rally here we got going, but it's kept alive. Far side for LeCompton. Damey with the kill, and she knocks it home. Big point for Perry LeCompton. Back to within two. It's 21-19, Sabetha.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's kind of a wild point and weird point. It really wasn't a whole lot of bump set kills. It was a lot of just stay keeping it alive and tapping it across.
Damey back to serve, right down the center of the pipe. Sabetha working. Kill shot dug out there by Nally. Luker keeps it alive. Here comes the kill shot. Blocked, but it's out, and Sabetha gets the point. It's 22-19, Sabetha. 3 points away, Sabetha is from taking the first set. believe it's Luker back here to provide the serve. Correction, it was Krebs. Gets it over. Time for Perry LeCountain. Cut shot over there by Baker. It's dug out. Sabetha now a chance to kill. Nice diving save. Cause keep it alive. It's Janie with the kill, and she knocks it in from the center. From center far side to center near side, it's 22-20. Sabetha, big point there for PL. Cause back to serve. It's Allison Baker. Sends it over with the line drive. Right-handed serve. Sabetha, chance to kill, and it falls in. Nobody's home. And Sabetha now 23-20, just 2 points from taking the first set. Scobie, the 5'7 junior, sends it up high and over. Damey rattles it home. Spike in the kill, big time by Hurd. 23-21, Sabetha. We've gone back and forth the last 6 points. Substitutions being made by Perry LeCompton. We see Brooke Metcalf back in. She will step back and serve here. Her team down to 23-21 late here in the first set. Edelman the dig. Here's the setup. Kill shot. Knocked down and good there. How about that by Lukert? And it's set point for Sabetha here in match one. 24-21 our score. LeCompton needs five straight. Oh, and the serve airmail to the far side. Sabetha wins 25-21. A very competitive first set between Sabetha and Perry LeCompton. That one sails away from Perry LeCompton on the far side, and we are at the end of the first match. So Sabetha takes a 1-0 lead, 25-21, their win over Perry LeCompton. We'll take a break. Second matchup coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
High school volleyball here on 103.9 KNZA. Also on the Sabetha channel as well. Appreciate our listeners and our watchers here tonight. Brandon Tadman, Johnny Kane, Kirk Kilman, a part of the broadcast team as well here at the Sabetha Triangular. Our first volleyball broadcast of the season. We're here for set number two in Sabetha. Winning the first one over Perry LeCompton in a back-and-forth affair. It was 25-21. Sabetha looking for the sweep now as we get set for set number two. And these teams were both very, very good in their wins over Riverside, and Sabetha had the edge in the first set.
Well, we have a chance. Well, thank you to be one of our Sabetha channel sponsors, Sabetha VFW, post 7285. Nobody does more for veterans. They breed decor interiors in Sabetha, sells all types of floor covering, countertops, wall coverings, window treatments. See them for all interior decorating. Want to thank all of our great sponsors. First point here in set two goes to Perry LeCompton. Damey knocks it through. And it's 1-0 cause. C&K Service, your Bridgestone Firestone tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K is helping you get there safely. And Extratech, proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Sabetha and a sponsor of the Blue Jays. So Damey with the serve after the first point earned. Kind of an awkward shot back over, but kept it alive, did Damey. Here comes the kill shot, money. Hammered down by Allison Baker, 2-0 Perry LeCompton. That's when Perry's at their best, when they get their big hitters on the front line, a chance to wind up and hammer one home. That's when they've been the best tonight. Damey back to serve, early 2-0 advantage for Perry LeCompton. They trail 1-0 over Sabetha. Good crowd on hand as well, and that one sails long. And I think they say that LeCompton touched it. We're trying to get a determination on that point.
Yeah, it's got to be. If Sabetha's got the serve, so it's going to be 2-1.
So 2-1 is our score. And they need to change the score. They do. 2-1. Jamie sets it up. Saved by Sabetha there. Far side. Hits the line. It'll drop through. And Scobie finishing for Sabetha. And two straight points by Sabetha. We're back at 2-2.
About this, it's about the football team is coming to make their presence known. A little cheering section now for the Lady Jays.
It's just fun to have that atmosphere back. It wasn't quite like that last year as the serve sails for Scobie. Perry LeCompton gets the point in a 3-2 lead. But it's just good to have the atmosphere back in all sports. Have all fans a part of this season. 3-2 Perry LeCompton. Serve sent to the back right. Front left. Little tap shot short. Perry LeCompton leads 4-2.
You mentioned how it wasn't like that last year. Remember the beginning of the year when it was only that parents and a couple parents and family members were allowed to come, and it's different. You didn't have this atmosphere. It's so much fun.
Definitely a game changer, and it's more fun for the athletes as Baker sends the serve over. Sabetha sends it back. You can hear it on our end as Perry LeCompton gets the point. Gaining a little bit of momentum. Three straight points for the cause. They lead 5-2 here in set two, but they trail 1-0. Allison Baker. Line drive serve. Grazes the net. Gets over. Beautiful dig by Edelman. Keeps it alive. Back over to Perry LeCompton. The block at the rim, and then it sails over, and Sabetha gets the point there. It's now 5-3, Perry LeCompton.
That point goes to Edelman, who did a great job of even handling that serve and somehow keeping it off the floor to start that point for the Lady Jays.
Back to serve, Kendall Edelman. 5-4 senior for Sabetha. Now I take that back out with Gruber. It goes into the net. And Perry LeCompton gets the point at 6-3. Now we get a couple subs back into the match. Kendall Gary checks in, a sophomore. Will Perry LeCompton up front. And this will be Brooke Metcalf, the junior, to serve up. 6-3 there lead. That one sails, and Sabetha gets the point. Perry LeCompton leads 6-4. Stops a run. Perry LeCompton had scored four of the last five. Prior to that point by Sabetha. 6-4 the cause lead here in match two, but they trail 1-0. This one is long, and Perry LeCompton gets the point at 7-4. Back-to-back service errors. Gonzalez to serve here for the cause, and it looks like we are going to get a timeout. Momentum on the side of Perry LeCompton. They lead 7-4 here in match two, but they trail 1-0. Here against Sabetha. We'll pause for a break. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hey. Kansaland Radio.
Here on the Sebesta Channel, 103.9 KNZA. Match number two, Sebesta and Perry LeCompton. Sebesta earning that point there. Gary at the net couldn't keep it alive. And Perry LeCompton lead is 7-5 early in the second set, but Sebesta won the first set and score a 25-21. Knuckleball serve by Lukert, and it turns out to be a difficult one to get back over. Lukert earning that point. And Sebesta back to within one. It's 7-6, Perry LeCompton.
That's the one thing about this JV gym, too. It's a little bit different than the varsity gym. The ceiling is so much lower. You really have to deal with all the obstacles on the ceiling.
Lukert with the serve. LeCompton sends it back over. Lukert with the dig. Set up in front of the net. Floats it over. Good diving save there by the Cause to keep it alive. Crowd really getting into it. Sebesta chance for the kill. Awkward save, and it drops. Sebesta point. And we're tied at 7. 3 straight now for Sebesta to get back to a 7-7 ball game.
Kind of a heartbreaking point for Perry LeCompton. Did a great job of just keeping it alive, but Sebesta finds a way to tie it up.
Yeah, Baker had the key diving save, but all in all, Sebesta ended up earning the point. Cause goes it back to Luker. Back right side, front left, blocked at the net, and Perry LeCompton gets the point. Jamie showing the enthusiasm, and Perry LeCompton stops a 3-0 spurt, and they're back in front 8-7. You see the emotions running high when it's competitive. It's within the league. Two very good teams, and that serve's going to get miscommunication there as Meyer says, my bad, talking to Edelman. They both went for the serve, and back-to-back points there for Perry LeCompton. They lead it 9-7. Keller with the serve, right down Broadway. Front left, dropping it home, and they're going to say it's a point for Sebesta. Or I should say Perry LeCompton gets the point there. That makes it 10-7. So 3 straight for Perry LeCompton after Sebesta had scored 3 straight to tie it at 7. Gets over the net, and then it's going to fall short, and another Sebesta point. Makes it 10-9. It's been close throughout. Going back even to the first set. Edelman will serve. Dug out there by Keller, and that one is in for Perry LeCompton. That one is smashed home by Baker. And the lead for Perry LeCompton is now 11-8.
Tell you what, though, this is exciting volleyball to watch. We're seeing two of the better teams. It'll probably be in the Big 7 League this year going at it.
Besler with the serve. Sebesta doing a nice job keeping it alive. Besler gets back in front of it. High up. Blocked at the net. Good teamwork there by Scobie and Gruber to knock it in for Sebesta. And it's now 11-9. Sebesta trailing by 2. They lead 1-0, winning the first one over Perry LeCompton, 25-21. Knuckleball serve over, saved there by Keller. Near side, Damey with the kill, and Damey with the point. 12-9, Perry LeCompton. Trying to force a deciding third set.
Coach Stevie for Sebesta, she does not like to use timeouts very much. She might think about one here before long.
Damey with the serve. Lukert. Difficult to return there by the Cause. Lukert earning the point for Sebesta. It's 12-10, Perry LeCompton. So back and forth we go again. We have alternated the last 5 points, with Sebesta getting 3 of those 5. Low serve. Beautifully done as Damey keeps it alive. Hits the Raptors. Stays in play. And then a kill shot is in. How about that play from Caitlin Hurd? And the lead is back to 3 for Perry LeCompton at 13-10. Sent over by Baker. Lukert. Batted up by Jamie. Hurd for the kill. Got it again. 14-10. Perry LeCompton back-to-back kill shots there by Caitlin Hurd. And a little bit of a lead growing here for the Cause as they need this one to force a third and final match. Long serve. Sabetha gets a much-needed point on the long serve. It's 14-11, Perry LeCompton.
You mentioned in the first set that Perry LeCompton did not look like the same team they did against Riverside, but all of a sudden they're getting back into that rhythm that we saw against the Cyclones.
Damey with the set, gets right in front of the net. Hurd again, unstoppable. Caitlin Hurd taking over for the Cause. 15-11, and right now Sabetha has no answer for her in the middle.
Sabetha, when you look at it, they really just don't have the size to stack up against Perry LeCompton and especially Hurd here tonight.
Metcalf back to serve. 15-11, Perry LeCompton, a four-point advantage, trying to force the third matchup. Sabetha gets it back over. Damey saves it high. It's going to rattle off the rafters there, but able to keep it alive. Edelman, far side for Sabetha. Here's a kill. Another dig there by Damey. Metcalf with the setup. Hits off the net. One hand. It stays alive, and Sabetha earns the point. 15-12, Perry LeCompton. That was a fun rally there for the Sabetha point. It's been fun so far. Cause trail Sabetha, or I should say trail in the match, one set to none, but they lead here in match two, 15-12. Damey gets it over. Meyer with a nice dig. It's short into the net, and Perry LeCompton gets the point. They lead it now 16-12. Every time Sabetha's inched a little bit closer, Perry LeCompton, they've had the answer here in match number two. Edelman with the dig after the Gonzalez serve. Here's the kill shot by Luker, blocked into her own hands. Point Perry LeCompton. 17-12, Cause by five, needing this one to force a third matchup to decide this one. Both teams with victories over Riverside earlier this evening. Gonzalez to the back right corner. Front left, now saves into the middle. Meyer keeps it alive for Sabetha. Now here comes a kill shot. Oh, how about that kill by Allison Baker? From where she was here on the near side to place it where she did, unstoppable to lead at six.
I'm really surprised Coach Stevie has not utilized a timeout yet to end this run. Perry LeCompton is feeling it right now.
They have scored four of the last five to extend the lead, 18-12. Sabetha a chance here, blocked, but stays here. As it'll be Baker to set up Gonzalez. Gets it too far. Gonzalez too strong and a big point for Sabetha. As it is now 18-13, Perry LeCompton with a 5-point advantage. You're right. Not many timeouts being utilized between these two. Kind of kept the pace. And Gonzalez with the miscue there, trying to receive the serve. And Sabetha quickly with back-to-back points. And it's back to within four, 18-14. Luker to serve. Line drive over. Dug out there by Baker. Kill shot from Damey. What a dig there by Luker to keep it alive for Sabetha. Their turn. Blocked at the net. Point Perry LeCompton. Now 19-14. Cause by five. Coming down the home stretch. Cause need this one to force a third and final matchup. Served there by Keller. High in the air and confusion there. Easy point. After a great serve by Keller, 20-14 our score. Once again, Keller back to serve, line drive down the middle. Edelman keeps it alive, kill shot is in for Scobie, and Sabetha with the point, it's now 20-15.
That's really one of the first few times you've seen Scobie able to wind up and punch one home, and takes advantage and pulls Sabetha within five.
Here's Edelman to serve. Line drive, dug out there by Damey, gets to the front of the net, saved, and we get a whistle, stoppage of play, someone was at the net, and it's going to be, I believe, a point for Sabetha. We got the two officials coming up here, going to determine the point. This is a big point right here, it's either 20-16 or 21-15. Again, Perry LeCompton with the lead, needing this one to force a third set, and the point does go to Sabetha, so it's now a four-point advantage, 20-16. LeCompton with the lead, Sabetha with the serve. It'll be Edelman to serve, or Sabetha on the far side. It's the serve over. Damey keeps it alive. Here comes the set. Here comes the kill shot. It is long. And Sabetha with another point. Three straight. They're back to within three at 20-17.
All of a sudden, Sabetha taking advantage of a couple of mistakes by the cause. And Edelman hitting a roll along.
Sabetha with four of the last 6 points here to keep it interesting. Here's a setup and a spike attempt blocked by the cause. They keep it here on the near side with Metcalf. Here's the set. Here's the float. Good save there and dig there by Scobie. This one long, and Perry LeCompton gets a much-needed point. Keeps Sabetha at arm's length. It's 21-17. Stops to run a three straight points by Sabetha. So here's Besler with the serve. Right-handed stroke over the net. Gets it back over. Taps at the net. One-handed try to save it by Lukerich. So good. Perry LeCompton now back-to-back points. They lead it 22-17. 3 points away from forcing a third and final matchup. Once again, it's Besler back to serve. Lukerich with the serve. Here's the kill try. Sabetha keeps it alive, but, or I should say Perry LeCompton kept it right into the net. Keller couldn't quite get it over, and it's back to within four. Sabetha gets that point, 22-18, cause in front, needing this one to force a third match. Sabetha with the 1-0 match lead. Can close it out if they can rally. Right now it's been all Perry LeCompton, set, spike, and it is in for Perry LeCompton. Damey with the stroke, and it's 23-18.
I haven't called her name in quite some time, but it's a great job of picking on that back line.
Three of the last 4 points to Perry LeCompton. Their lead is 23-18. 2 points away from forcing the third and final match. Sabetha at the net, loads it over. Good save there by Besler. Here we go with a kill shot. Too long. Points Sabetha. 23-19.
I think they said that was tipped by Sabetha.
Oh, they do say it was tipped. So we're at match point, 24, I should say set point, 24-18. LeCompton can close it out, and we'll get you set, potentially.
Coach Stevens did not happy with that call. She did not think that was tipped at all. She had a word with the official.
All right, so a chance for the cause to force the third match. Sabetha says, wait a minute. There's the kill shot. And it's 24-19. This would be a heck of a rally if Sabetha can score 7 straight. That's what they're going to need to do. This one launched into the air, hits off the ceiling. Kept alive by Keller. Sabetha's side, Edelman, puts it in the air. Near side kill shot for Lukert. Saved, dug out. Sabetha's going to get that point, 24-20.
That was a great job by Mary Lukert. She waited and kind of actually mistimed her jump on purpose and hit it a little bit before the calls were able to get their blocking group up there.
Serving is Sabetha. Over the top, it's Herman. Or I should say that was Scobie. Chance for LeCompton. Drops it down. It's saved. We keep it alive. Looked over. Scobie. Here's the set. Little float. Falls. Point Sabetha. 24-21. Three straight. And now we're getting things a little more spicy here in the second set. LeCompton needs to pull this out. They lead it 24-21, but three straight points by Sabetha, getting the crowd rowdy and into it. Served by Scobie. And it's going to fall. Miscommunication on the front line. Sabetha now four straight points. It's 24-22.
All of a sudden you see the Perry LeCompton girls on this near side having little worries in their faces.
Scobie. Dug out by Damey. Sabetha needs this. Look back over. Damey's got it. We'll set it into the front of the net. Heard for the win. No, it's long. And Sabetha with another point. 24-23. That's 5 straight for Sabetha. Oh, my. Here we go.
This was 24, I believe, 19 at one point.
24-18
at
one point. And now all of a sudden it's 24-23. LeCompton trying to hold on. It goes up into the net. What a save for Sabetha to get it back over. Here's Damey. Left side. Kill shot. Dove and saved that again. Sabetha needs this to keep it alive. Kill shot blocked at the net. Hurd can't finish. And Sabetha has tied it at 24. Now six straight points. And Hurd, after that play, ran straight back into the locker room. And she's off the floor. And that's when the timeout was called. 24-24. Johnny, how about this, man?
I have no idea where Caitlin Hurd is right now.
Honestly, the look I got on her face, she might have felt a little sick.
Yeah, that's the way you look at everybody wondering what's going on. So now
she went back to the locker room.
Clearly confident head coach Kyle Billings goes over the referee and has a quick word with them. They'll just have to bring a substitution in for her, I believe. But what a turn of events from 24-18. We're now tied at 24. And Sabetha is 2 points away from taking the match.
Sabetha won the first match 25-21. It's pretty much been all Perry LeCompton. For the majority of match number two, it was 24-18 set point. But it has been now six straight points for Sabetha. It's 24-24. Sabetha with the rally to tie this thing up, and they can potentially sweep it and close out the evening if they can get these next two. LeCompton kill. It is.
We're going to call that in, and Coach Stevie is beside herself. She was right in front of her.
That ball was out. That ball was clearly out from my angle. Perry LeCompton gets the point. Yeah, coaching staff not happy because that ball was out. And they give the point to Perry LeCompton to stop the bleeding, and now they have match point.
Caitlin Hurd back into the match.
Set point, I should say, and it's good to see Hurd back out there. Set point for Perry LeCompton, 25-24. Sabetha keeps that one in, and we're tied at 25. Kill shot there by Lukert. It's 25-25.
Hey, Brandon, I think sports are back.
Oh, this is fun. I'm not going to lie. This is honestly my first true coverage of high school volleyball, and this has been absolutely sensational from these two. 25-25 here in set two, blocked at the net. Luker flicks it over. Jamie with a setup. Hurd coming back, finishing with a spike. 26-25, Perry LeCompton. Hurd had to take a breather, but doesn't miss a beat. It's a big point. Now set point here for the cause. Trying to force a third match. Sabetha's going to need three straight to win it.
I'm going to shout out to Amelia Barnhart, senior for Perry LeCompton. She came in for Hurd. Her first action at the varsity level here tonight. Did a good job of holding down the fort until Hurd is able to come back.
Tensions are high. The fans into this one. Sabetha needing three straight to close it out. Cause need this next point. The force. And all deciding match number three. It's going to be Parker Metcalf to serve.
I think they're checking the score, possibly. I've got it 26-25, and the scoreboard has a 26-25, and referee says, yes, it is good.
All right, here we go. Cause with the serve, the chance to win. Set number two. Here's Sabetha. Spike chance. That might have been out, but it's saved by LeCompton. Jamie with a kill shot. Blocked at the net, but saved. It's a double hit, and we'll see you for match three. 27-25. LeCompton wins it, and we got a third and final matchup coming up momentarily. It's 1-1. Sabetha and Perry LeCompton. Our final matchup is coming up next after a word from our sponsors. You're locked in to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hey, it's Nikki from The Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at The Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on 103.9 FM, KNZA, also on the Sabetha channel as well. I am Brandon Sadman. Donnie Kane with me as well. We got Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos back in our studios. Well, on a second match we had between Sabetha and Perry LeCompton, we head to a deciding third set between these two. Sabetha won the first set 25-21, and LeCompton stopping a rally for Sabetha, winning it 27-25. And here we go, Jamie, deciding set three to close out the Sabetha triangular. Drop down at the net. Points to Betha, 1-0. It has been fun here tonight. Both these teams getting sweeps over Riverside earlier, and it's the first third set we see as Hurd went for the kill. Nice little save, but not quite a chance to get it back over for Sabetha. We're tied at one. Hurd, the kill shot. LeCompton led 24-18 in the second set. Sabetha rallied and scored six straight to tie it at 24. But LeCompton would hold on and win it 27-25. Kill shot here. Nice try by Damey, but it's a point. Lukert the kill. Sabetha 2-1. Good crowd on hand. The junior varsity is done to our right. So everybody now focused here on this third matchup. Scobie with the serve, dug out there by Damey. Chance for a kill, tips the net, points to Betha 3-1.
Now, if I'm right, I think I am right. I do believe we still go to 25 here in this third set. I think college is the only one where the decisive one is 15.
Scobie with the serve, at the net, Hurd touching it down with a little finesse. And a point for Perry LeCompton, 3-2 to Betha. I believe you are right, if my score checking is correct. We will still go to 25 here. Not many timeouts were utilized in those first two sets by either side, so it kept up a good pace. The intensity is up. Winner of this triangular on the line. Edelman with the dig. Here's the setup for Sabetha. Luke at the kill. Block. Points Sabetha. The double up now for the Blue Jays. They lead the cause 4-2. Sabetha has scored three of the last four. Gruber with the serve. Dug out there by Keller. Tapped over by Hurd and finesse once again. You got power and finesse with that. And it's 4-3. Hurd with another big point there for Perry LeCompton. Hurd will take a breather. Gonzalez will check in the senior to serve. 4-3. Sabetha in front here in the third and final set. Nice little touch there over the net by Keller, tying it up at 4-4. That's 2 points. Perry LeCompton, Garcia, once again, Gonzalez, I should say. Tip at the net. Jamie couldn't quite keep it on the Sabetha side. Point Sabetha, they lead 5-4. Back and forth we go here in the third and deciding set here in this one. Gonzalez keeps it alive. Jamie with the kill shot hits the net, but stays home. And we're tied at 5. Intensity level is up for both teams. The crowd more than certainly into this one. Just the atmosphere back here for high school sports. It's been fun. I don't know what the kill. Perry LeCompton the point as they can't get it back over.
I did do a little research, and on the Acacia website, it is 25.
So we'll get to 25. Four of the last five have been scored by the Cause here to lead at 6-5. They get five of the last six. Now 7-5. Touched home at the net by Metcalf. So the run right now, five of the last 6 points. Scored by Barry LeCompton. They lead it by 2-7-5 here in set three. Gonzalez keeps it alive. Rifled over the net. There by Metcalf. That one is out. Point Barry LeCompton. Four straight and six of the last 7 points. Cause lead at 8-5. There's the serve over there by Keller. Dug out. Sabetha chance for the kill. Blocked. Stays on the Cause side, but saved up. Gonzalez sends it back over. Edelman with the setup. Spike kill. It touches Gonzalez and a point for Sabetha. So that stops the 4-point run. Makes it 8-6. Perry LeCompton by 2.
Back and forth we go. This whole match has been that way. These two teams obviously going to be one of the better two teams in the league.
Perry Lukert gets the set and the point for Sabetha. It's 8-6. 7 back-to-back points there. Lukert with a nice job on the serve. Lukert again. Line drive. Gonzalez digs it out. Here's the setup here. Front left. Tapped over. Set up there by Sabetha. Needing to get it over on this one. Scobie does. Gonzalez with the save. Nice rally here going. Set. Spike. And a point. Baker finishing for Perry LeCompton. They lead 9-7. Gonzalez will step back to serve. She was, and then hands it off to Bezler, who will serve here for the Cause as they lead 9-7. Set number three, tied at one. Deciding one here tonight. What a save there. Edelman keeps it alive at the front of the net. Fit back over. Straight up. Jamie a chance. Just kind of flutters it back over. Kill shot blocked at the net. Point Cause. 10-7 is their lead.
Again, Perry just utilizing that size up front. They're going to have perhaps one of the biggest teams, if not the biggest team in this league.
So once again, it's going to be Bessler on the serve, kind of awkward on the return, but a set, and they're going to say that one is in, and that's a point for Sabetha.
Really good call by the far side. Line judge saw it all the way. It was right on the inside of that line.
10-8, Perry LeCompton serve back to Sabetha. It will be in the hands of Edelman. Line drive, Gonzalez with the dig. Here comes the bump. Here comes the spike. Jamie kicks in the air. Saved there by Sabetha. Needs to get it over. Edelman does just that, underhanded. Gonzalez sets it up. Here's a bump. Here's a kill. Awkward into the next court. It's good. Kill shot there by Baker, and the lead now for Perry LeCompton is 11-8.
Mackenzie Meyer is hurt. She's got a brace on her left knee, and when she went and collided on that near sideline, she just came up hobbling on that knee and is just in a world of pain.
She's got a big brace on that left knee, and she will be forced off the floor. Mackenzie Meyer, the senior, gets an ovation. Aubrey Schmelzy will come in to replace her. Match number three, 1-1, deciding one here tonight, 11-8, Cause in front of the Blue Jays. Edelman sets it at the net. Good spike and save there by Damian. It ends up being a point for Perry LeConson. They've now back scored four of the last five to lead it 12-8.
I think they just got confused. I think they thought Hurd was going to try to punch that home, and instead she just let it go.
Damian with the serve there. Oh, and an easy setup and hammer time spike there by Allison Baker. 13-8, cause with a little separation, and that's going to force DeBethel to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's the third and final matchup. Perry LeCompton trying to hold true. They lead 13-8 against DeBethel. They're at the home of the Blue Jays. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Salmon joined by Johnny Kane. It's the third and final match. Sebetha and Perry LeCompton here at the Sebetha Triangular. Out of the timeout, Sebetha with a much-needed point. Now trailing 13-9. That stops a run where LeCompton had scored five of the last six to build that lead. Sebetha won the first set 25-21. LeCompton held on to win 27-25 to force this third set. Hurd for the kill. Blocked at the net. Sebetha the point. 13-10. Sebetha back to within three.
Great job. I think that was Schmelzley and Gruber that teamed up for that block. Go with the Lady Jays.
Well, you certainly need teamwork to try to block a Hurd spike and kill shot. The power that she has. There's a spike and there's a kill shot by Allison Baker. 14-10, Perry LeCompton. Back to serve, Baker after the kill shot. Good crowd on hand here tonight. On a volleyball around the area. Baker sends it up, Edelman sends it high. Sebetha side, here comes the kill shot. Long point, Perry LeCompton. 15-10, cause with a little bit of a lead here in the third set. Well, we saw Sebetha rally. Down 24-18 in the second set. But again, Perry LeCompton was able to hold on. That one blocked at the net. Point Perry LeCompton. The lead is now six. They've scored the last three. 16-10. Overall, they have scored, the cause have seven of the last ten. Baker to send it over. Dug out by Scobie. Besler has it. High in the air. Amy spins it back over. Here's a Sebetha setup. Oh, a little float shot, but it's kept alive. Good save. And it's going to end up being a point for Perry LeCompton. That save, Emma Nally, the junior, kept that one alive and a huge point. And it seemed like Sebetha was going to get that one instead. The cause did it. It's now a touchdown lead. It's 17-10.
That's just demoralizing, too, for Sebetha. I thought they were going to steal a point. Somehow Perry LeCompton keeps it alive and then pick the one spot where Sebetha player isn't standing.
Cause have been in control here. This third set, they lead it 17-10. Sebetha needing some life to get back into it. There's a set, spike, good dig there. Keeping it alive, Sebetha side and floating it over. It's going to be a point for Perry LeCompton. Four hits. LeCompton leading 18-10.
Very good, double hit.
Double hit, correction.
On, I believe that was Scobie. Came all the way to this near corner.
So Baker to serve. LeCompton continuing to extend that lead and a perfect serve grazing the top of the net and falling where no Sebetha player was standing. Baker now makes it 19-10 and all the momentum shifting here to the road team and Perry LeCompton.
Brandon, sometimes it's just your night.
Boy, how about this? Can Sebetha claw back in it? Set it up at the net. Hurd, kind of awkward, leaning back. Tough to get it down when you're leaning back like that and a much needed point. For Sebetha, they now trail 19-11. Third and final match here tonight. It's been fun. Thank you for joining us. If you're still locked in on Sebetha TV or KNZA, set spike. Sebetha with the save, drop, and it is Perry LeCompton with the point. 20-11 their lead. We might get a timeout. Nope, we're just going to get a couple of different players into the game. But Compton brings back in Kendall Gary, the sophomore, as Metcalf will serve. Her team trying to close it out, leading 20-11 here in the third set. Sabetha going for the kill shot. Jamie saving it, going to her knees to get that one in the air. And then miscommunication up front between Hurd and Gary. Points Sabetha 20-12. Well, we saw Sabetha rally in set two to make it interesting. They're certainly going to have to do it again here in set three. LeCompton leading 20-12 in this deciding set three. Swung back over. Sabetha stops. What a block there. Luker's shot blocked at the net, and another point for the cause. It's 21-12. They're 4 points away. Gonzalez will come in and serve for the cause. A couple new faces. Hurd goes out. Jamie up front. Gonzalez, good serve. Luker sets it up. Scobie brings it back over. Gonzalez, a nice set. Here's a kill shot. It's long. Points to Bessa. 21-13, caused by 8.
Starting to get to that point, too, for Sabetha. Every point means so much, especially right now, trailing 21-13.
Seems like when you have a lead like this and you're the cause and only need 4, it seems like 1 point at this point might feel like 2 if you're Sabetha. Good serve over. Dug out. Here's the kill shot. Floats it over. Kept alive up front. Gonzalez saving it for LeCompton. Damey pushing it back. Nice rally here. We get a whistle, and it's a point for Perry LeCompton, and they're inching closer, 22-13, their lead. Campbell Keller to serve. Line drive dip over the front of the net. Sabetha needing to rally, trailing by 9. We're in the third set. Kill shot blocked. Right into the hands of Keller. Sabetha, a chance for a point. Stopped at the net. Hits off Damey's face and down. And a much-needed point for Sabetha. They trail now 22-14.
Well, if you notice this, or if this is just me, but it almost looks like that Sabetha just really hasn't gotten much of a rhythm at all in this third and final set.
Only once they have scored 2 consecutive points. They have not been able to put any kind of rally together here in the third set until now. Good set, spike by Scobie, and it's 22-15. So it's only been 3 times in this match, Johnny, where Sabetha has scored back-to-back points. That's where we've seen the dominance and the consistency of Perry LeCompton in this third match. Still 7-point advantage, tipped over, Sabetha with a nice save. Scobie, Damey with the save, Gonzalez gets it up, sent back over by Keller. Sabetha here, and this one is set back and long, and Luker gets the kill. 3 straight points now for Sabetha. 22-16, the cause lead. Still just 3 points away from closing it out. Luker to serve, Gonzalez to dig, Damey to set. Miscommunication, Gonzalez ends up having to do it. 3 players for LeCompton seem to be confused on the play, and Gonzalez had to just try to dive to save it. Well, Johnny, don't look now. 4 straight. Sabetha has scored. It's 22-17. Gonzalez with the dig after the Sabetha serve. Oh, Keller with the kill shot, but it is long. Sabetha again. That's 5 straight. Oh, and you hear the momentum shifting as we speak. Timeout. Perry LeCompton trying to close it out. They lead it 22-18 here in set 3. We're back to wrap this one up in a moment. You're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Back after the timeout. We're in the midst of this point. 22-18. Cause lead it by four. Sabetha with the tip try. It's saved at the net by Baker. Sabetha sends it back over. Gonzalez, right hand, spikes it through. Edelman keeps it alive. Luker, the kill shot, tips and falls through. Six straight for Sabetha. 22-19. The Cause, we're up 22-13, now six straight. Sabetha right back in this one.
Reminds you of the second set a little bit.
Absolutely. And the Cause stops the bleeding. Damey tips it over. Sabetha saves it. Kill shot. Long. Gonzalez keeps it alive. Baker nicely sends the free ball over. Sabetha again. Scobie tries to kill it down. Nice touch there. Kept alive by Edelman. Scobie again. Blocked. Stopped. And it's good for the Cause. They stop the bleeding. And the lead is 23-19, Perry LeCompton. That was six straight points for Sabetha, but it's certainly not over yet. Cause need two to close it out. Esler sends it across. Scobie steps it up, step back over, underhand. Keller with the save. Sabetha trying to defend here, and the spike and kill. Baker, she has been huge here in this third set, and it is match point for the Cause, 24-19.
Almost feels like a league championship match a little bit.
Well, we certainly had this scenario in the second set. Sabetha came all the way back. It's tipped up, needing a rally here. The Cause can finish it out. Here's Gonzalez, sets it up at the net. Going up towards Baker, floats it. Sabetha saves it. Gonzalez underhand over. Still alive by Sabetha, front net. Blocked by Baker. Kept alive by Keller. Set up, Baker, in the air, ball game. LeCompton wins it, 25-19 in the final set to take it here over Sabetha in three. Final score in match number three, 25-19. Perry LeCompton gets the win, the rally, and the victory. It's been fun tonight. We'll take a break. We'll wrap things up after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Flatbed drivers, CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Boyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Hello, this is Dr. Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. In our office, we believe in proactive care and want to make healthcare more about restoring health rather than treating symptoms and managing pain. In other words, we feel the best way to treat neck pain, back pain, and headaches is to not get neck pain, back pain, and headaches. These problems respond very well to chiropractic care, and we have a 95% satisfaction rate treating these conditions. Our consultations are always free, so call us at 284-0088 to get started on your path to wellness today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to wrap things up. Brandon Tadman alongside Johnny King, Kirk Kilman back in our studios. And the first volleyball broadcast is done, concluded, and it was fun. Perry LeCompton winning the Sabetha Triangular, going 2-0. Sabetha 1-1 and Riverside 0-2. And Johnny, as we wrap this one up, of course, we'll have all these results and a lot of area volleyball scores and schedules, of course, on our website, mscsports.net. But when you look at this final one between Perry Lecompton and Sabetha, Sabetha won the first set 25-21, and Lecompton had to battle back, won set 2, 27-25, and then once again had to kind of hold off a furious attempt by Sabetha to rally. But all in all, Lecompton really showed its dominance at times and held the lead just long enough to get the victory.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned it earlier. I've almost had the atmosphere and the feel of a league championship on just what is the first night of Big 7 League volleyball action. It was just great action back and forth between the two teams that probably will finish in the top 3 to 5 in this league here in 2021. But great volleyball action back and forth. Both teams played outstanding, and it's just a great way to start this year. So for Perry Lecompton, heck, they start the year off 2-0, league play 2-0. Great start to their season. Sabetha, they get their first league win tonight. They are now 2-4 on the season, so still a long ways to go, but a great way to start 2021.
Of course, the first of many here throughout the next month and change in terms of our volleyball broadcast here on KNZA, but it's now time to transition to some football. Week one of the high school football season coming up on Friday night. Of course, we'll get you set at 6 on Friday with the Friday Night Fever show. A lot of great matchups coming up, and we'll have plenty of games on the airwaves, getting you set and getting you rolling. So it was fun here tonight. We'll have more volleyball throughout the course of the year. I want to thank, of course, back in studio, Kirk Kilman, doing everything he can well on the ones and twos. And, of course, our great sponsors making the broadcast possible.
Yeah, Sabetha Health Mart, Edelman's Home Center, Hydrobed and Sabetha, Scobie Bros, Sabetha VFW, Drapery Decor Interiors and Sabetha, CNK Service, Extra Tech, Sailor Insurance Service, AHRS Construction, Garrett Country Mart, Berwick Co-op Oil Company, Moreland James Bank, Rainbow Communications, Kime CS Trucking, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, Schenck Process, Whitaker Eye Associates, KSI, Sabetha Community Hospital and Family Practice, and the City of Sabetha.
Once again, Perry Lecompton going 2-0 here tonight at the Sabetha Triangular. Sabetha 1-1, Riverside 0-2. It was a good final matchup between Perry Lecompton and Sabetha as they win it in three sets, 25-21. 27-25 and 25-19. Sabetha won that first set, Lecompton winning the next two. Again, we'll have high school football getting you set Friday night. For Kirk Kilman, Johnny Kane, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for watching on the Sabetha channel and listening on 103.9 KNZA. More to come. Keep it locked in on the MSC Sports Radio Network.